Again, the Sikhin of Gimel Beis of Dabar Sheish Tomatirin, the Gemara quotes a Brais that tells us a Beit Zashinod is Asura, Sveika Asura, and Imis Arva, Filo Be'elav Kulan Asuras. So you have a Beit Zashinod, let's say the simple case that Beit Zah, which is a Vade Beit Zashinod, now becomes intermingled, it's Fatarubos, all of that is considered to be Asur. Why exactly is that true? Why not apply the simple principle of Bittel? So the Gemara tells us the following Kiddush, that this is a Davar Shieshlo Matiri. This is a Mokts issue, a Nolan issue. It's a problem today, but if you simply will be patient and you wait, the problem will resolve itself. So why rely on Bittel today if you can just simply wait and the problem simply will no longer continue? So that's exactly what Rashi explains. The Davar Shieshlo Matiri, there is no Bittel, based on the principle of Ad Shetochleno Be'iser, Tochleno Be'heter. What do you have to rely on? Any kula today, let the issue dissipate. It'll disappear on its own. The simple understanding of Rashi clearly is that type of svar is a din derabanan. Why rely on this? Why not go ahead and do that? Ad Shetochleno Be'iser, Tochleno Be'heter. And Pasha Pshat, according to Rashi, the fact that Davar Shieshlo Matiri is not subject to Bittel, that is a din drabanan. And when you look in Rashi and Bav Metzia and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi writes explicitly that Davar Shieshlo Matiri is batal midaraisa. This is only a chumra drabanan. Rashi says that in terms of that Gemara because the way Rashi learns the Gemara, it's black and white, it's clear. The Gemara is telling you this absolutely explicitly. The Gemara is discussing the following case when you have Pachos Nishava Pruta of Maiser Sheni. And that little bit of Maiser Sheni now is Bitarubos. So it's explicit in the Gemara that is Mutter Minatora. The little bit of Maiser Sheni that now is in a Tarubos. So any need to do anything at all is only a din drabanan. Midaraisa, that is mutter bachima. Why exactly is that true? So Rashi says, it's the poshup shat in the Gemara. Because after all, that maybe one could argue it's a davar sheishlo matiri. Why? In what sense? How would that be a davar sheishlo matiri? Very simply, because one could be poda maiser sheni. You could be poda maiser sheni. And this is going to fall off. And Chizki is of the opinion that you can be poder meiser sheni, even if the meiser sheni is pachos mishava pruta. So therefore, according to Chizkiah, this is a classic example of a davar sheishlo matiri. There is some iser that could be paka that got mixed up together with that which is heter. Simply the vehicle of pinyon that will resolve the entire issue. It's a davar sheishlo matiri, but it's black and white in the Gemara that as is, it's mutter min haTorah. Why is that true? Sirashi Raish just clearly a Gemara mufurishes. The davar sheishlo matiri is a chumrah d'rabbanan. But mikra din daraisa, indeed, it's considered to be that which is batel. So therefore, it fits in very well. Rashi writes, it's explicit in Gemara, tucked away, no doubt, but mitziyah daf nun gimel, the davar sheishlo matiri is nisa d'rabbanan, and the svarah d'rabbanan is ad shetochleno be'iser, tochleno be'heter. Is there any way to navigate that Gemara? So we pointed out, if you look in the Ra'avad, you look in the Tosas Arash, they understand the Gemara differently. The reason that this is mutter min haTorah is because you're talking about pachos mishava pruta of Maiser Sheni. Pachos mishava pruta of Maiser Sheni. And the great chiddush of the Ravid Shita is Maiser Sheni she'en bo pachos mishava pruta midaraisa that does not require pidyon. And that itself is mutter ba'achila. When you have a significant amount of Shavapruta by Maiser Sheni, midaraisa, there's pinyon. If you have something which is pachos mishavapruta, how are you poda pachos mishavapruta? Okay, so the Gemara discusses, you know what? Maybe you have a coin that you use for pinyon Maiser Sheni that still has some room in the coin. There's something which is left that you could be poda. But the Ravid Shita is pachos mishavapruta of Maiser Sheni is mutter without pinyon. Oh, if that's the case, well, obviously, this Taruvos is only a din drabanan. Not because Davar Sheishlo Matiri is a din drabanan, because the whole Isser is only a din drabanan, because it's Pachos Mishava Pruta of Maiser Sheni. So it's true. That Gemara tells us that Pachos Mishava Pruta of Maiser Sheni, you know what? That would be Mutter Ba'achila as is Midaraisa, Rashi, because it's a Davar Sheishlo Matiri. but Eino Batel is only din Rabbanan. The Ravid, no, that's uniquely true when it comes to Pachos Emaiser Sheni, Pachos Mishava Pruta. Wow. Which would mean, according to the Ravid Shita, there's no Gemara that says Dabar Sheish Matir is a din Daraisa. But the Gemara that says that Dabar Sheish Matir is a din Rabbanan is talking about a case where the whole Isser is only Nisser Rabbanan. So you lose any Hechrich from that Gemara, Bav Metzian Daf Nun Gimel. So even though, right, that it sounds from the Gemara, the Dover Sheshma is a din Rabbanan, the way the Raya did, the Tosas Rosh, understand the Gemara, there is no Raya, and therefore that allows for the possibility, you don't have to assume that way, the possibility that a Dover Sheshma Tir indeed could be a din Daraisa. And if you look in Keser Mishnah, Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Zayin Halach Avav, the Keser Mishnah seems indeed to indicate that Dover Sheshma Tirin is not subject to Bittul Midaraisa. Midaraisa. Pashup Shad, if you assume that way, you have to understand that Sugya Bav Metzia, as the Rav and the Tosa Sarash explain. Why should that be? Why should that be? That this is really, it's a Din Daraisa. Where does this Din Daraisa come from? So this also is not Muchach, but a very different way of understanding the whole Sugya of Dover Sheish Matirim, the Ran Nedar, Medav Nun Beis. The Ran writes that, you know, whenever we speak about concepts of Bittul, one has to distinguish between min b'mino as opposed to min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino means, you know what, you have two oppositional forces, and A overpowers B. Min b'mino is something which is a bit different, no? There really are not oppositional forces, but you know, b'zeh v'limin al zeh, they're mashlimim zeh zeh. There isn't necessarily even a contradiction in terms of the tam. A tam of Isser, a tam of Heter, the tam is exactly the same. It's all considered to be that which is Min b'mino. So the Ran points out that, you know what, in principle, there's a fundamental difference between min b'mino as opposed to min v'sheinu. Ad kedei kach, that the Ran writes the following chiddush. Bittul is only possible when you're dealing with min v'sheinu mino. When you have two oppositional forces, somehow A has to override B. A has to override B. You know, when you have a clash of an Essin and Lo Sensei, something has to give. Something has to give. If there is no clash, why indeed should there be Bittul in those cases? So the Ran writes like the stunning Chiddush that the whole world of Bittul is only when you have oppositional forces, Min v'sheinu mino, and Min mino is not Bittul. And the Ran immediately points out that, but that's not true. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Min b'mino is not Bittul. But the Chami maintained that Bittul applies even when it comes to Min b'mino. Seemingly that whole lumdus that the Ran writes is only true Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not at all true Aliba to Chachamim. So the Ran says no. Everyone agrees, right? This is a Yisod. This is carved in stone. That Bittul requires Min v'she'eno mino. But what do you mean? Min b'mino is Bittul according to the Chami. No, not true. Why in the world do you choose to label that Tarubo says min b'mino? I'll tell you the following, because the pieces are absolutely identical. You cannot distinguish between them. You cannot distinguish between Basar Shchuta and Basar Nevela. So you know what? If several pieces of Basar Shchuta become intermingled with Basar Nevela, there should be Bittul. There should be Bittul. Even though it's min b'mino. So the Ram writes, absolutely not. Why in the world would you label that Al-Pidin as min b'mino? One is mutar b'achila, one is aser b'achila. Ein lacha min v'she'eino mino gadol mizeh. That's the real world. Now, if the Torah tells me yes and no is min v'she'eino mino. And therefore, that's a very fundamental machlokas rabim lechachamim. It's a question of categorization. When you have two chatichos whose physical composition is identical, but halachically, they're worlds apart. They're worlds apart. Heter versus Isser. Do I label that as min b'mino when it's not subject to Bittul? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Or the Chama said that, what do you mean? That's considered to be min v'she'eino min. Wow, so that's like incredible. That's Ashkafa Sachayim. Huh? That the halachic reality is the real world. And everything else is just a mirage. It's just a facade. No, the halachic reality. No, the Torah says mutter and aser. That's mamish min v'she'eino min. The fact that the scientists can't tell them apart. And that's not a kash at all. He's a scientist. No, scientists can't tell them apart. But Al Pidin, they're worlds apart. So the Ran writes the following. What do I gain from this biur? It's not that min v'mino was batel. It's that it's a misnomer. It's min v'sheino mino. You know what I gain? Dover sheish lamati. Because the Ran writes the following chiddush. Bamed v'ram amurim. What a beautiful Ran. When do I say that the Isser is so significantly potent that it changes the Chefza? And this is labeled as min v'sheino mino. I understand. I have shchuta in a vela. They're in diametric opposition. That's min v'sheino amino. You have a beitza shanol. You know what? I'm going to make Havdalah in an hour. In an hour, the Isser is going to fall off. Do I really argue that the hour's worth of Isser changes the composition of the Chefetz? And now it's considered to be min v'sheino amino. B'med for a mamurim. And we say that's true because we are dealing with a davar she'ein lo matirin. A davar she'yesh lo matirin. The iser is insufficiently potent, and now you're back to min b'mino, and therefore it's not subject to it. Well, that's the harifus of the Ran Nedar Madaf Nun Beis. One is not forced to assume this is a din daraisa. One could argue that, you know, that's a din darabanan, a din darabanan. Everything the Ran said before Abba Mishnah, I mean, it was great. But the last point, that in order to go in to label something as you require a permanent, it's not a temporary yisur, you know what one could argue? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. That last point, one could argue, is only a din drabanan. Lav dafka, when you look in the Ran, it's not muchach at all in the Ran to assume that this is a din daraisa. It could be a din drabanan. Midrabanan, we label it as min bamino. But one could suggest, once you're dealing with a hagdara of min bamino and min v'sheino mino, that's a din daraisa. That, in the classic sense, is a din daraisa. And maybe one could argue that the lamdas ador sheish l'matirin is on a level of daraisa. And therefore, ooh, the kesed mishnah that writes, that realize that davar sheish l'matirin is abatel me'ikar din daraisa, poshim shat, that is the understanding of the Ran. That it's labeled as min bamino, and that labeling really is considered to be that which is a din daraisa. So that's something which is quite important, that davar sheish l'matirin is subject to bittul for the two reasons, and to an extent, that could determine whether indeed it's a din daraisa or whether it's a din darabanan, and that in turn depends on how you understand that sugya. Okay, well, just simply to relate it to something we discussed, not that this is the primary nafkamina, but this is the chiddush that the Nodi Buddha points out. The Tosus already in Beis Amud Aleph, right, heightened our awareness. Ooh, there is a Gemara later in Daf Chav Dalet that writes that you have a suffek muchan. Rav all of it says the following: that is it muktze? Is it not muktze? Is it mutra b'achila? Is it mutra b'tiltul? So Rav says something which is striking: that utarin the kabel, but osra b'achila. A guy goes ahead and offers you something, but you know what? It's a suffek muchan. I don't know whether it is muktzah, whether it is not. All of a sudden, Rav says, let's distinguish between lekabel. Lekabel means the handling of the tiltul, as opposed to isra achila. Why indeed should one make that distinction? And Tosfos pointed out that distinction was pretty important, because that distinction means that there's a hagdar ben isra tiltul, and a hagdara of achila, and a midposition we pointed out of hishtamshus. We'll see the sugya very, very soon. Okay, so Tosfos points out that, realize, that is what Rebbe was referring to. Why Rebbe said, you know what the machlokas is? Teyochel, lo seyochel. That the machlokas, Beisul Beishami, is extreme. That Beishami is of the opinion that there's no isra achila. Because we would have thought maybe their argument comes to tiltul. Just like the Gemara distinguishes Nafchav Dalet. Why should one distinguish between tiltul as opposed to achila? So we had a few possibilities. Maybe one could argue achila smuks is a din daraisa, and tiltul muks is only a din darabanan. Wow. One could argue tiltul muks is only din darabanan, but achila smuks daraisa. I wouldn't say daraisa, but I will say ke'en daraisa. Ke'en daraisa. Because achila smuks is an asmachta. No? The pasuk of echinos ashriyaviyu. Even if I disagree with Rabbah, and I disagree with Rashi's interpretation of Rabbah, that muktz is daraisa, but it doesn't mean that tilt and achila are exactly the same. Tilto Moksa Poshim Shah, that Rayavid, Tosus Daches, is a Gzeira Drabanan Atu Hotza. Is it so true that that's true when it comes to Achilas Mutza? It's only Gzeira Drab Yishum Hotza? No. So one could argue as follows that, you know what, that certain forms of Muksa are Kein Daraisa, and others are not Kein Daraisa. And what's enough Gamina, whether it's Kein Daraisa or not? Safek. So therefore, if you have a Safek Muchan, when you deal with the Safek in a Gzeira Drabanan, Mutar in the Kabel. If you're dealing with the Safek regarding an Asmachta, Lachumra. And therefore, Rav's distinction, Mutar in the Kabel, but it is considered to be Usr, Bachila. Okay? Those are a couple ways of understanding. The No Debita writes in the Tzlach, Psachim Davtes, Beitzit Avchav Dalet, Shuvas No Debita, Evanezu Lamanhes, that maybe one could argue as follows. If you're dealing with this Sfar of Rashi, Ashi Tochleno Beisr Tochleno Behete, is there any possible way to distinguish between Tiltum as opposed to Achila? Well, and that's a suggestion. That if that's what is guiding a Dover Sheish Matirin, Ashi Tochleno Beisr Tochleno Behete, maybe that Svara is only true when it comes to Achila, not true when it comes to Tiltum. Well, that means you're asking me, is Muktza Darish Eishla Matirin or Eimah Matirin? Achilas Muktza Darish Eishla Matirin. Tilto Muktza Darish Eimah Matirin. Eimah Matirin. Wow. Why in the world would one make that distinction? So, the Noda Yudah writes, he thinks the Svar is a Svar Pshuta. When it comes to Achila, consumption, Achila, Hanas Kilui, the object is only going to be used once. The object is only going to be used once. You're only going to eat it a single time. A single time. You really have to eat it right now. You can't wait an hour from now and eat it an hour from now. Maybe one can argue when it comes to achila, acha tachlena biser tachlena behetar. What about when it comes to a case of tiltum mutz? In a case of a safek muchan. What do you mean, don't do it now, do it later? Do it now, it's either or. It's either now or later. A person has a need to go ahead and to be metaltal something on Shabbos, and you'll say, you know what? So, be metaltal on Motzei Shabbos. You know how to respond? I intend to be metaltal on Motzei Shabbos. But in addition to that, I want to be metaltal right here and now. Is that really the scrub? Asha tachlan biser, tachlan abeheter. So, No Debida writes the following Kiddush. Not according to the Ran, but maybe according to Rashi Shita. If it's just a question of patience, maybe that means when the sum game is the same, you're only going to use it once. How pressing is it that one time has to be exactly now and not later? You have to have it for a shalashudis. Why not use it for malavamal? No? Mashenkin, if you're dealing with something that there's continuous use, maybe that svar does not apply. And that's how the Tzlach understands Rav Shita, a difference between lekabel as opposed to disrachila. Let me take it from the guy now. The guy is offering me this Safek Muchan right now. No, this choice animal right here now in Yantiv. Let's say you turn the guy down, but I don't have to eat it right now. Let me receive it right now, and I'll eat it later. No, so maybe a chiddush that different aspects of Mutzah can be viewed in different ways. Wow, the Tzlach writes this is all true according to the Shita of Rashi as opposed to the Ram. Okay, one of the essential differences between Rashi and the Ran is the following. And that is, what is the halacha of a davar sheish lamatirin when it comes to min v'she'en amina? Min v'she'en amina. Our case, the davar sheish lamatirin is min b'mina, no? You have beitzim that are mutarim, and you have a beitza that's asura. The beitza become intermingled, they're indistinguishable. It's min b'mina. Oh, so that's the case. Oh, it's a davar sheish matirin. Don't rely on vittel. What would you say about a davar sheish matirin, which is min v'she'eno mina? Min v'she'eno mina. There also you would say that it's not subject to vittel or not. Oh, so that's the Rambam. Hilchos machalas asuros. Perek tesvav halach yir aleph. Where this is not so obvious. Oh, so that's what the Rambam writes. Yira'eli. Yira'eli, you have the Rambam about 100 times. No? Where there's no absolute makar, but the Rambam says it appears to me. Yira'eli, Yira'eli, and Ifal. No, no, not Yira'eli, no, Yira'eli. The Rambam writes 100 times. That even if something is a Dorosh Eish Matirin, the Rambam writes, if it's Nisar B'She'eno Mino, if it's Nisar B'She'eno Mino, it's Min B'She'eno Mino, and it's not Nosin Tam, so you have a Shira Vito, and it's Min B'She'eno Mino, of course it's Mutter, of course it's Mutter. Dover Sheish Matirin is relevant to Min B'Mino, not when it comes to the cases of Min B'She'eno Mino. Not when it comes to min v'she'eno mino. Wow, wow. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. And the Rambam writes one exception. We'll have to talk about that as well. The Rambam writes va'al tisma al chametz, and don't be so bothered about chametz, because chametz is asur b'mashu. Why is that true? Oh, we're going to see, because the Rambam sheet is Chametz Pesach is a davar sheish lamatirin, and yet Chametz is asur b'mashu even min b'mino. Oh, so the Rambam said that Chametz is asur Pesach because of davar sheish lamatirin. Okay, davar sheish lamatirin. The Rambam writes is only min v'she'eno mino. That's not true of Chametz Pesach. Chametz Pesach is a davar sheish lamatirin, which is asur min b'mino. So the Rambam already tells you, calm down now. Al tisma al chametz pesach. Don't worry about that, because chametz is different. Chametz is different. Chametz is even more chamor. Where do you see chametz is more chamor? Shehat Torah amra. The Torah already says kol machmetzus lo socheilu. Wow. The Torah already says kol machmetzus lo socheilu. There's something stunning about Chametz Pesach, no? We discussed this at great length last year, no? There's an Isser of Terubos Chametz. There's an Isser of Terubos Chametz. You know, the Ramban is so bothered. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says an Isser of Terubos Chametz. You know what the Ramban's kash is? Why in the world would you have an Isser of Terubos? If the Terubos is insignificant, it's Batel. And if it's very significant, it's not Batel. It's Chametz. That's Chametz, no? That there's a separate Isser of Taruvos. That's the Ramban's kasha, no? Mimanavshach. If it's Batel, it's Batel. And if it's not Batel, it's Chametz. You mean every one of the cases of Machalos Asuros, there are two Isurin? There's Nisr, Nevela, Chele, Be'en, and there's a separate Isser of Taruvos. There really is a separate Isser of Taruvos. Taruvos, Lachora, should mean the following. Well, what are the proportions? How significant is it? If it's a little, it's Batel. If it's not, if it's not, you're back to square one. It's like a fascinating chiddush in the Rambam that the Rambam has a separate Isser of Teruvos Chametz. But the Rambam says, don't look at me. It's a pasuk in Chumash. No, kol machmetzes lo socheilu. You can't even eat Chametz in combination. Meaning that maybe there's an Isser of Teruvos Chametz, which is not true when it comes to other things as well. So don't be so shocked that I'm telling you that there's a difference between Chametz and everything else, because the Torah tells you there's a difference in chametz and everything else. Wow. So those like the Rambam series of chidushim. The Rambam writes that, yes, a davar sheish matirin is not batel. But the Rambam writes, b'med v'ramamurim b'min b'mino. If you're dealing with min v'she'eno mino. That's not true, with one exception of chametz pesach. Okay, we'll have to talk about that. But l'chora, this issue that the Rambam again points out is uncertain. And you know what? There are Rishonim that disagree. If you look in Rabbi Natan, the Sefer Yashar, right, in Simin, Tav Kuf Aleph, Rabbi Natan assumes that, what do you mean? That Dover Sheish Matirin is not Batel, even Min V'Shein Aminam. That what the Rambam writes, Yerali, that's a huge Machlokas Rishonim. Is the Sugi of Dover Sheish Matirin only regarding Min V'Minam? Pashav Shat, that should be a function of our machlokas, Rashi and the Ran. No? The Ran's svara of why in the world, no? Rashi's svara, why relying on any kula for? Just be patient. So there should be a difference in min b'mino and min v'she'eno mino. In that argument, I have a problem today that's going to resolve fully in an hour. So just be patient. So should there be a difference in whether it's a teruvus of min b'mino And in the Shenamina, Lachora, the Muskarishan would be, why should it be any difference whatsoever? The issue is going to fall by the wayside. In a half an hour, just be patient. But according to the Ram Svara, of course, there's a world of difference. If the whole Svara of Darashesh Matirin is, we're going to label this as Min Bamino, Bamed Ram Hamurim, Min Bamino. You have a Beitzas Heter, you have Beitzas Isser, Min Bamino. But if you have something which on its face is Min Bishaino Mino, there's Bito. There's Bito. So Poshub Shat that this Dion in the Rambam, this Machlokis Rishonim, now the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, the Shita of the Mordechai in the name of the Raviyah, now that this entire issue, the starting point would be the Rashi and the Ran. According to the Ran, of course, it makes full sense to distinguish between Min Bemino as opposed to Min Bishemino. But according to Rashi, if it's just Ashe Tachlon of Isser, Tachlon of Heter, why indeed would one suggest that that's true? And then we pointed out, no, maybe a further nafgamina, a further nafgamina. You know, our Gemara, about Gimel Beis, discusses a case of a Beitza Shenolda Shenizara. Good. All of a sudden, the Gemara introduces another Beitza, no? Trefa. Trefa. A son, the Trefa. Oh. A Beitza Trefa. A Beitza Trefa is forbidden me to raise. A Beitza Trefa is forbidden me to raise. And a Beit Sash Trefa, well, that's a Dover Sheino material. Dover Sheino material. Okay. What if you combine these cases, no? What if you combine these cases? What about the following case? You have a Beit Sash Trefa, right? Shinis Arva. You have a hen that's a Trefa. The hen lays an egg. And all of a sudden, guess what? Shinis Arva. So, there are two problems. Number one is a nola problem, a muksa problem. Number two is a trefa problem, a trefa problem. In that particular case, you know what? You have a beitzas trefa, shenis arva. You have two problems, a nola problem and a trefa problem. The nola problem is a dover sheish lamatirin. The trefa problem is a davar she'in lamatir. So what's the story? What's the story if you have two isurim, one which is a davar she'in lamatir, one which is davar she'in lamatir? What would you say about pitul? What would you say about pitul? So let's say Poshub Shad according to Rashi. What do you mean? You know what? You have two problems. One is Ein L'Matirin. Okay, you know, Ein L'Matirin, I'm going to have to rely on Bittul. But you have a second issue, which is Eish L'Matirin. So why wouldn't you call for patience? Why wouldn't you call for patience? You know what? If you're going to eat this Beitza today, on Yantiv, you know what? You are potentially facing two problems, a Trefa problem and a Mokza problem. If you'll be a little patient, I'm going to resolve, fully resolve. You're not going to fully resolve. But everything in life has to be like all or nothing, all or nothing. No? If you can lessen the challenge, if you can lower the bar, why wouldn't you lower the bar? If I potentially, in this situation, have two Isurim, and in this situation I have one Isur, why wouldn't you say, you know what, better that than this? No? So, the Prima Gadim writes that according to Rashi Shita, I'll still apply the principle of Ashe Tochmano Bisra, Tochmano Beheter. You know, if you can resolve. Well, do what you can do. That which is beyond your control is beyond your control. That which is within your control, control. No? Oh, but the Prima Gadim writes the following Kiddush. Oh, but not true according to the Ran. And that's the Prima Gadim. It sounds almost ironic, you know? If this Beitza only had one problem, a problem of Muktza, then I would say, don't you dare use it today. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till tonight. Just wait an hour. But if it's a Beitzas Trefa, a Beitzas Trefa is Min V'Shein Amino. I'm not relying on the Isser Muktza to label it as Min V'Shein Amino, where I'll argue it's only a temporary Isser, and temporary Isser does not have the capacity, the potency to change its identity. It's a Beitz HaShtreifel. On its face, it's Min V'Sheino Mina. Min V'Sheino Mina was Batel. Wow. So you know what? Wow, less is more. More is less. No, the more Yisurin, the less the problem. No? The more Yisurin, there's a greater Yisur. There's an Yisur HaShtreifel. So it's Batel. It's Min V'Sheino Mina. That's the Chiddush that the Prima Gadim writes. Prima Gadim writes this in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shara Teruvos, in Perek Beis, in the Ramasel, Dover Shtei Shlomatirin. He writes, this should be a machlokes between Rashi and the Ran as to whether less is more, or whether more is less. Wow, that's something which is stunning. And here we start to discuss now the following. We mentioned that Rambam, no? Chametz v'Pesach. Chametz v'Pesach. Clear in the Gemara, as a chumra of Chametz v'Pesach, Chametz v'Pesach is not batel. Chametz v'Pesach is aser b'mashu. Chametz v'Pesach is aser b'mashu. Pesachim daf lamed. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So the Rambam writes, right here, Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Tezvav, a little bit earlier, Halachates. The Rambam writes, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We have a klal b'chalot harakula. That a dover sheish lamatiri is not batel. And a chametz of Pesach is a dover sheish lamatiri. Chametz is aser b'Pesach, and chametz midaraisa is mutter achra Pesach. So chametz is a classic example of a dover sheish lamatiri. It is aser now, but patience. So therefore the Rambam writes, it's not at all shocking that Chametz of Pesach is not batel, because that conforms with the norm, that a dover, sheish lamatirin, is not batel. That's the Rambam, Machus Machalos Asuros, Perek Tezvav, Halachates. And we pointed out just a beautiful har of the Mochamos, that's found in Pesachim Dav Zayin Beis and Dapi Arif, that, you know, that's all true Midaraisa. Because Midaraisa, Chametz is Aser al Pesach, but Chametz is mutter after Pesach. So imagine a knacker comes forward and says the following, you know what, that, what do you mean that the Chachamim forbid Chametz after Pesach? Chametz she'avol Pesach. That means, bottom line is, this Chametz is la'olam nesar. So you know what? If la'olam nesar, now it should be a davar she'en l'matirin. Why is that a knacker? Oh, because the Ramban writes, because he's using the Knas Rabbanan, the Kula. No? Without the Knas Rabbanan, the Chametz is Mutalat HaPesach, the Dover Sheish Lamatirin, which is not Batel. Now the Chum said, terrible, Kabaldik. Now it's so bad, now it should be subject to Bittel. So that's what the Ramban writes in one passing line. No. The Knas of Chametz HaPesach is L'Chumra, but it's not L'Kula, it's a Knas. It's a Knas L'Chumra, but it's not a Knas L'Kula. And therefore, Chametz HaPesach will remain a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin, even though it's never going to become Mutter. But since Midaraisa will be Mutter, that means it's a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin. Wow. So that's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. Don't be so shocked that Chametz HaPesach is not Batel. Of course it's not Batel. That's a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin. A Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin. Well, is that so obvious? So, many Rishonim argue that's not true. You know what? Take a look at the first Mordechai in Maseches Beitza. No? The first Mordechai in our Maseches. No? That's Os Tuf Reish Mem. First Mordechai writes, not true. Chametz HaPesach is not a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. It's not a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Wow. Why is that not true? It's Usher today and it's Mutter tomorrow. Why exactly is it not true? So let me ask you the following. If I have two expressions, is this identical or is it not? Dover Sheish Lamatirin and what I would call an Isser Lizman. An Isser Lizman. There are certain Isurin that just expire, you know? They expire. They come to an end. Is that called the Dover Sheish Lamatirin? We're going to see, ooh, Beitz Adav, hey, Amar Aleph. You know what? The Gemara has a stunning principle. We're going to have to, ooh, call Dover Shebeminyan, Tzarech minyan acher lahatiru. Wow. No? Anything that was forbidden, the minyan, something that was formally forbidden, requires a minyan acher lahatiru. Okay, we'll have to see when that applies. So Tosfos immediately comments, you know, sometimes you can have an isur l'zman where you don't require a minyan lahatiru. Let's say the Chacham say the following, you know what? This guy, because of the terrible things that he did, you know what? This person is put in cheirim for a week. You know? The week comes to an end. You have to reconvene, and the Bezin has to say he is no longer in cheirim. Tosfos says, maybe not everyone agrees, but Tosfos says, if the whole Isser is an Isser the Zman, you don't need a binyan acher lahatiru. If a person is put in cheirim indefinitely, you know what? And all of a sudden you want to rescind, binyan acher lahatiru. Rescind? What rescind? The whole Isser was an Isser, the Zman. You know why Tosfos is so bothered? Because what's the source? Beit Adafe of binyan acher lahatiru. You know? The Torah tells us the following. Ma'amar Sinai. Heyu necholim. The Yom HaShlishi, or the Shlosha Sayamim, Al Tik Shalisha, after Mamar Sinai, guess what? There's a Pasuk. Shuvu Lachem Olechem. Shuvu Lachem Olechem. That sounds a little unusual, no? The Pasuk said, prepare yourself for Mamar Sinai. And that means you have to make sure you're avoiding Tumah. That means for 3 days, the time of Mount Har Sinai, I'll take Shalisha. So isn't it a no-brainer then, that once you experience Mount Har Sinai, the Issa the Zman is Baka? No? But yet, the Gemara says, you need another Pasuk to be Matir. Shuv Lachem, Lo Aleichem. So Tosfos is very bothered. No? That if it's an Issa the Zman, why do you need a Matir? Now that's Tosfos' discussion. You know what Tosfos' answer is? Who says that's how to read the Pasuk? If the Pasuk would have said, Heyu nechonim shloshes yomim, for 3 days I'll take Shalisha. If that's what the Pasuk would have said, for 3 days I'll take Shalisha, you don't need a Pasuk of Shulchan Aleichem. If this is only for 3 days, it's only for... That's not what the Pasuk says. Prepare yourself for what's going to happen in 3 days. You know what I could have said? Very reasonably. And when that happens in 3 days, whoa, when we're mekabel the Torah Hashem, and now we have a Tosefes Kedusha, maybe one would argue that this sir continues. If the Pasuk would have said explicitly, this sister only applies for 3 days, you don't need Minyan acher lahatiru. But if the Pasuk says that, you know, there's certain restrictions because of what's going to happen in 3 days, and when it happens, it's so obvious this is paka. Maybe we could argue, if it's us or now, and I didn't yet receive the Torah Hashem, so when I receive the Torah Hashem, maybe the restriction continues. And that's why you need the Pasuk. No? But that's the yisod of Tosfos, that you know what? In Israel, the Zman doesn't require a matir. The Zman comes to an end, this expires. So let me ask you the following. So when it comes to Chametz v'Pesach, it's a Matir. Pesach is coming to an end. Okay, now guess what? Yom Tov is over, you make Havdalah. It's a Matir. Havdalah is a Matir. Because it's Matir Chametz. You'd probably say, it's not a Matir. It means, you know what? When Pesach is over, this sir falls away. So the Mordechai writes like the study in Chiddush, that there's a huge difference between a Dover Sheish No Matirin and an Isser Lizman. Dover Sheish No Matirin is a Matir. We just discussed. You have Meiser Sheini. You're Pod the Meiser Sheini. Pidyon is a Matir. You offer the Minchas Omer. The Minchas Omer is Matir Disser Chadash. You have something, for example, which is forbidden ayidei hafla, and a person is shoel on the neder, you know what? She'el is matir. That's true when it comes to Chametz Pesach, that Mosei Yantif is matir. Maybe that's only Nisla Zman. So the Mordechai writes, fascinating lamdas, that there's a world of difference between a davar sheish lo matirin, which is not batel, as opposed to an isur lezman, which is not the same, which is not the same. And what's the litmus test to know as to whether there's a matir, whether there's an isur lezman? The Mordechai writes, no, the Mordechai here. The Mordechai in Beitz is very short. It says, take a look at Pesachim. No? The longer Mordechai is in Perek Beis of Pesachim, in Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel. Where the Mordechai writes, is it Chozer Li Yisura L'Shana Haba? Is this going to resurface? When I have Chadash, and now you have the second day of Pesach, or the Minchas Omer, the Isser Chadash will never again resurface. Well, a person is Podam Isser Sheni. It will never again resurface. Chametz Pesach. You know what? Yeah, Pesach is over. But you know what? You hold on to these goods. Next Pesach is going to be Isser again. The type of Muktzah we're talking about in our Gemara is Nola. Nola. Once it is no longer Nola, it will never again become Nola. Maybe that element of Muktza, wow, of Nola, is a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. And possibly, maybe that doesn't apply to every aspect of Muktza. But Nola, the basis of Nola, it's Asur because of Nola, Nola, a Davar Chadash. Once in your life, you're going to be a Davar Chadash. Now, but no longer, no longer. That's a pretty heavy machlokas. Wow. The Rambam does not distinguish. The Rambam writes, Chametz HaPesach is a davar sheish lo matirin. And the Rambam writes, that's why the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Lamed that there's no bittul. There's no bittul. So, Lavi Rishon and I have to deal with this, no? If you disagree with the Rambam, it may be very mistaken. You know, the Chametz HaPesach is a davar she'ein lo matirin, because an issel isman is not a davar sheish lo matirin. But it is a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed that Chametz HaPesach is Aser B'mashu. It's not Batel. So you know what? You're going to have to explain that to me. Why is it no Bittul when it comes to Chametz HaPesach? The Rambam writes, don't reinvent the wheel. And there's no Bittul because it's a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. But if I hold that that's not true, that Chametz HaPesach is a Davar She'in Lo Matirin, so why is it that there is no bittul? So you know what you have to assume? You know why there's no bittul? Not because yesh in matirin, because there's something else about chametz. There's something else about chametz. And because of that, Chazal said that it's not bittul. Not because of yesh in matirin. No, that's not relevant. But something else is relevant. You know what? Chametz is very chamor. Chumre de chametz. Chumre de chametz. Chametz is very chamor. And as a result of chametz being very, very chamor, the Chachamim said that chametz a Pesach is not batel, not because of yesh lamatir, because of chumer de chametz, chumer de chametz. So you're going to press me. What do you mean chumer de chametz? What exactly you're talking about? No, chametz is very chamor, therefore it's not subject to bittul. Oh, so I'll tell you three possibilities, all of them found in the Rishonim. No? If you take a look at the Ramban and the Mochamos, that Ramban. Second, that Zayin Lebeis and Dabi Arif. You know what the Mochamos writes? Three factors, three examples. Number one, Chametz HaPesach is an Isser Kares. That's pretty unusual. We're not just dealing with an Isser Lav. Chametz HaPesach is an Isser Kares. Very, very chamor. Whoop. Number two, the Ramban writes, there's an Isser Bayer on Bayimatzeh. Chomer de chametz, you can't even possess chametz. Forget about just eating chametz. You can't even possess chametz. Number three, lo bedile inishmine. When it comes to typical machalas asuros, you know, my natural inclination, my natural proclivity is to distance myself from chametz a Pesach. What in the world? No, you're used to eating chametz a Pesach all year long. And therefore, lo bedile inishmine. Lo bedili inishmine. That's the first tosus in the Seches Pesachim. Then why is it that the Chachamim insist on bedika? You can have chelev in your house. Why do we insist on bedika? Chalev also is in the Sakaris. You know what the answer is? Because never in the world would you eat chalev. But you're so used to eating chametz. Lo bedili shunei. So therefore, Bachamim said, search and destroy, get rid of it. No, don't even have it there. Don't even just rely on bittul. Because you'll come to eat, you'll come to eat. We've often pointed out the Ran, Aleph and Aleph and Dap Yerit, Hesechus Pesachim, where the Ran goes a step further, stunning, and writes, maybe that's why the Torah has an Isra Bayram Bay Matzeh. Wow, Tosus is not talking about Bayram Matzeh. Tosus is talking about the Chiyu Bedika Durabanan. Bedika Durabanan is necessary because you may come to eat it. Good. The Ran writes, the Isuri Daraisa Bayram Matzeh is because of Shem Yavu Lidei Achila. Since you're so used to eating it, you may come to eat it if you have it in your possession, and therefore the Torah said don't possess. What's that stunning Chiddush L'Ran? That Bayram Rabbi Matzi is a siyag, daraisa, atu, achila. The reason the Torah says, onir prishvid min ha-Torah, is because you may come to eat it, and hear your chayav kares. Wow, so, in many aspects, chametz is chamor. Kares, Bayram Rabbi Matzi, lo bedilin yishvini. The Rabban Machamas mentions all three. So don't be surprised, the Ramban says, that the Chachamim declared that chametz, the Pesach, is asur b'mashu, and it's not batel, because chametz is incredibly chamor. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. If you look at that long Tosus and Chulin, that Sadi Zayin, Tosus mentions 2 out of 3. Tosus says, Vayar by Matze, and Tosus says, Lo Bedili Nishvene. Reason 2, reason 3. Ooh. The Rush discusses this in 2 places. Psachim Avodah Zarah. In Psachim, the Rush, Beis A, righteous reason 1, Kares. Kares. The Rush in Avodah Zarah, Hei Chavtes, there the Rush writes, Bedilei Nishinei. The Rush mentions 1 and 3. So you have different reasons in the Rishonim. Why it is that Chametz HaPesach is not batel? The Rambam, don't reinvent the wheel, the Rosh Hashanah. Good. The other Rishonim, no, this is an Isla Zman, doesn't qualify for, but I agree it's not batel because of 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Wow. Any nafkaminas? Any nafkaminas? Yeah. The Rosh is Mefurish. The Rosh is Mefurish. There, take a look, Psachim Beis A. There the Rosh mentions Kares. Kares. So you know what the Chiddush the Rosh writes? When do we see that Chametz is Aser B'mashu? Only when there's a Chiyu Kares. Only when there's a Chiyu Kares. The Rosh writes, what about Erev Pesach? Before Shin Rosh, what about Erev Pesach? You have Chametz that is Bitarubos. And it should be batel. But chametz bePesach is aser b'mashu. Is chametz be'erev Pesach aser b'mashu? Is chametz be'erev Pesach batel b'mashu? So you know what the Ran writes? The Rosh, yes, it's batel. Yes, it's batel. Because the only reason the Gemara says that chametz is not batel is because of the chumra of chametz, which is kares. There's no kares at erev Pesach. And then based on there's the mitzvah tashvisu, but there's no kares. There's no kares. Kares is only chametz on Pesach, not chametz on erev Pesach. And therefore, the Rosh writes that chametz is batel on erev Pesach. Wow. What would you say according to the Rambam? No. The reason there's no bittul is because it's a davar sheish tamatir. Once the chametz is aser, it's a darshei shmatir, because la'achra pesach, indeed it would be mutter. Darshei shmatir is only on Pesach. On erev Pesach, it's not a darshei shmatir. So take a look at the Magen Mishnah, the Chos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei. The Magen Mishnah writes that according to the Rambam Shita, there's no bittul of chametz, even beginning erev Pesach. Not only Pesach, even erev Pesach. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy, you know. You know, there is, let's say, a practice. So it's based on Shuvas Rashi. No? Erev Pesach Matzahs, no? Baking matzah, bitdaf, and Erev Pesach, similar to Korban Pesach. Similar to Korban Pesach. Even those who are very matzah to do this, not this year, not this year, no? Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, no? Korban Pesach is Dofer Shabbos, but your matzah baking trip is not Dofer Shabbos, no? So, that's the Gon, maybe that throws a wrench into this whole concept, no? Because if it would be Shabbos, you can't do so. Okay. But you know what? You know what? That requires meticulous work. Because you'll bake your matzahs before Pesach. Even if somehow there's trace chametz, it's batel. It's batel. Chametz is batel kodem Pesach. Chametz is not batel on Pesach. Whether chametz is batel on every Pesach, and achlok is the Rosh and the Rambam. No? Which means according to the Rambam Shita, you know what? You're going to bake your matzahs in Erev Pesach. Ooh, make sure no trace chametz. No trace chametz. The smallest amount is not going to be batel. It's aser mashin. I guess that meticulousness justifies them charging $100 a matzah for Erev Pesach matzahs. No? Because here they're really being careful. Really being careful. No? You'll see the other systems. They'll bake them differently on Erev Pesach. No, yeah. One matzah at a time. As opposed to, you know, 3, 5, 7, depending on how long the stick is. Now, like, an Erev Pesach, careful, no? But, Furish and Rush and Magen Mishnah, that indeed is a nafkamina. I'll tell you something cool. And what about Lobadili Nishmine? What about Lobadili Nishmine? The third reason of the Ramban, or the Tosos and Kundat Tzadi Zayin, what would you say about Erev Pesach? What would you say Erev Pesach? Yeah, so I would have said, lo bedili nishmine, no bittel. Because you're used to eating this, so therefore you have to be extra careful. You know, so I would say, you know what, that's true on Pesach, that's true on Erev Pesach as well. Kares understands the difference, I understand. Right? But lo bedili nishmine, that's true. So I would have said, look, if the reason is lo bedili nishmine, so therefore there's no bittel. Not like the Rambam Shita. There's no bittel against the Rush. So there is a Magen Avraham that disagrees. The Magen Avraham is found in Simen Tov Mem Zayin in Sifkat Nei, where the Magen Avraham writes the following Chiddush. An Erev Pesach lo bedili nishmine. That's the Harifas, that's the sharp Magen Avraham, no? The sharp Magen Avraham. What's the story with Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is the day of Tashbisu, no? Erev Pesach is the day of search and destroy, no? What's your job today in Erev Pesach, no? You know what it is? Search and destroy. Search. Your whole mindset is like, biur, search and destroy. Lo bedili nishmine. An Erev Pesach. That's... On Pesach, okay, lo bedili nishmine. On Erev Pesach, where the whole mission of the day is destroy your chametz, that's lo bedili nishmine. Since I'm not careful about the chametz, it's not part of my mindset, it's not part of my consciousness, well, that's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that if the reason is because of lo bedili nishmine, so maybe there should be bittul on Erev Pesach. Like the Rosh and like the Rambam, no? That's pretty fascinating, no? Let's assume you hold like, the second day in the Mechamos, the Chumra of Chametz is because of Bal Yeram Bay Matzeh. When does Bal Yeram Matzeh begin? Of course, there's Nisr Bal Yeram Bay Matzeh on Pesach, no? But you know what? Rashi's Mefurish. It's stunning, no? Rashi's Mefurish. The Salast, you know, Psachim Dav, Dal Amanala, Psachim Dav, Bavim Abayz. But there's an Isser of Bayram by Matzah in Erev Pesach. And that's how the Ravid understands the Rambam. Per Gimel HaChachas. And the Ravid screams, how can there be an Isser of Bayram by Matzah in Erev Pesach? Shivas yamim so'or lo yimatzi bevatech. No? 7 days. 7 days includes Erev Pesach. 7 days includes Erev Pesach. And that's like so surprising, no? But the Rambam maybe, but it's Mufurish in Rashi. Rashi's Mufurish. Mechatzos ve'elech and Erev Pesach. There's Nisra by Rabbi Matze. Nisra by Rabbi Matze. So that could be a fasting nafkamina, no? If the reason there's no bito and chametz of Pesach is because of this concern, because of this concern, wow. So therefore, that would be impactful, no? Is there Nisra by Rabbi Matze and cause the Erev Pesach or not? So the reason that chametz of Pesach, there's no bito, that's pretty critical. Is it because of Yesh Lamatiri, the Rambam Shita, or not? There'll be many other nafkaminas as well. But you know what? This whole issue, this distinction, many more nafkaminas. But you know what? The No Debuta writes, maybe very mistaken, that this should go back to, this should depend on, you know, Arashi and Aran. No? If the reason is ad shetochlenu b'yisra tochlenu b'heta, so why should there be a difference between isra l'zman as opposed to a dorash yesh l'matir? Why should that matter? If all we're talking about is patience, so lamdas, is there a matir as an isra l'zman? So it's an isra l'zman, but you know what? This applies today, it doesn't apply tonight. Why do you have to rush and eat it today? Just wait an hour, and it'll be mutter. And the lumdus is, well, there's no matir. Well, why should that make a difference? The no divida rice, they're in those places in the slach. No. But if you hold like the Ran, maybe we could argue as follows. When do I say it's a very weak iser? And the iser does not have the capacity to label it as min v'sheino mino. That's if the iser is here today and it's gone tomorrow. It's gone tomorrow. Gone. What does gone mean? Lachar pidyon, it's gone. You go ahead and have the minchas omer, this or chadash is gone. Tonight, it's no longer nolad. It's gone. If you have an isser l'zman, can you honestly say that the isser is absolutely gone? That's exactly the Mordechai, no? You know what? You have a reprieve. But come the next window of time, it's usher again. This is not gone. There's a recess. But this year is not gone. If this year in principle is a permanent isser, it's chozo li isuro, maybe an isser which is chozo li isuro is strong enough to label it as min v'sheino mino. And now it's batel. Wow. That's the issue. What is the potency of isser? Maybe there's a significant difference between an isser that is absolutely suspended and will never resurface. That type of temporary isser does not have the capacity to. But if you have an isser where, of course, it's chozer v'neir, that's an indication that it's not sufficiently potent to label it as min v'sheino mino. So No Debuta writes that he thinks that this should be dependent squarely on Rashi. Rashi and Aran. The Issa Lizman, as opposed to literally a davar Sheish Shamatir. So this we'll have to discuss, and then our Gemara, Safik and Seksek. Okay, so this meant to Shemot to see him tomorrow Shir, and take a look at the Tosus, Acheros Vacheros, take a look at the Rashi, at the Chiddush of our Tosus. Yeah.